a podcast where we talk about our sexualities, the LGBTQ+ issues, and dating and so much more. I'm Jermaine Galindo.
I'm Tyron Simon.
And before we start this episode, we want to hear about your hookup stories and dating stories. Emails at tyandjermaine@gmail.com. And we also have a Patreon. That's Patreon. Search the Our Sexuality and you'll see us. We're going to do a catch-up episode. We have a third co-host today. She's very affectionate. For that, there, your progress is coming back. And she is about that life. So, Tyrant's child is here, aka Jigs. One of the new updates is Tyron, so what's changed?
Well, our whole setup has changed. I am no longer at my mom's house. I'm in my own place, and it's been crazy the past couple weeks trying to get settled in here and trying to get Jiggly acclimated to this environment.
Who's Jiggly?
Jiggly is my dog. I thought we talked about her before.
I feel like you have, but you also have to reintroduce this just in case for new people. So, you decided to move. This is one of the goals for the year. How do you feel?
I feel good. This is obviously a big milestone in my life. So, first of all, I didn't think I would be a person to actually own a home. I thought I would rent for a couple years, but I just started looking into like renting an apartment or stuff. And for me, it was just like, I'm 100% sure. Well, the places I was looking at, those places cost more than my mom's mortgage. So
yeah,
so
it's wild to tell people.
I was like, I'll do better off buying.
Yeah, it helps when you buy. It's also more when people are more sure. So it's a difference of people out there. If you are very young, Tyron is only 26. So this is it's part of the new age, but also old school. So my dad is the only other person I know had bought a home at a young age. He bought a home before he turned 23. So, my birthday is April 10th, 1990. We closed on my home that we still live in April 11th of 1990. So, that's at 22. And he did some things to get it, but we still live there. So, that's a good thing. So, we've been in that home for 31 years, basically. So, yeah.
So, that means the house paid off.
Things have changed. Oh, okay. Add-ons, yeah. Stuff like that. So, but for the most part, what I'm saying is, when you own your own home, it's a different of comforts. Tyron, we won't say fully of more details, but him owning his own home is really major, especially at this age. But also, it's to be content of where you live at. Sometimes people don't want to stay in Winston. We live in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, just in case you don't know. Too many details. But what I'm saying is, it's really major. So, how's the transition into like, have you been walking around naked yet?
Of course. You not get too personal. I mean, you see me naked. Go to the first episode to hear about that story. But
I haven't seen you fully naked actually. But yeah, so how we met is not fully that type of detail. Like, we got butt ass naked. It's all about Pontra. So, that's what's up. We'll be back and forth. This must have been busy. All things has happened, and I'm very excited. I've had at least, I think, 4 shows that I've done this month already. So, if you don't know this, this is Jermaine Calabas. I have comedy. I do comedy. I do stand up. So this month is very major because next month I have the festival I'm a part of, and I get to volunteer for. So I just did a date the night before, and one Thursday, and another one just before, and then like the last week of July was my date in Charlotte. So a lot of things have happened for both of us. One of the things that I get to do with comedy, I'm a stand-up comic and I'm also an improviser, but for the most part, me getting booked is a big deal to me. And recently I just got my tape back for our recordings, so I can get to send to more people, so I can get more like local gigs and far away places and get in more festivals. Festivals is where I said, so I can make it. But any questions you want to ask me?
Not that I can think of right now, but so how do you feel like your shows are going? Like, is it good turnout, or is like, do you feel like
it's a lot of
confident going on stage?
I always get excited when I'm always there. It's weird to say this. I'm trying to keep my structure together. But it's weird. So I did 10 minutes Thursday, and I did about probably 15 minutes last night. It was only two of us as comics that was at this particular show. And it was a crowd. It was a big, big crowd. It was $25 a ticket. The one on Thursday was a free show, and we got paid in tips. I didn't want to forfeit my tips to nobody else. I'm so sorry.
Right.
But, broke people shit.
No, it's not broke. Like, that's how you get paid. So
no, not, it's not that. It's just like, so it was the first time this particular person, one of the bookers, this is his first time he did it. And then it was like more of a showcase. And then it was like, well, we'll do this next time. And the owner and one of her friend brought a lot of people, and it was really sweet. I met a lot of new friends. I got some more followers, and I recently just joined TikTok.
Yeah, I have no patience for TikTok, so good luck with
it's
that.
It's not that I don't have patience for TikTok, it's just I'm 31, and no offense to most, at my age, I'm good at certain things, but I realized as a someone that was from you, like, someone that's going to get back on my YouTube-ish.
TikTok is for 13-year-olds, basically. No,
I'm not going to say that, because there are, like, famous people that use it. And it's like, if you have a video edit, boom, TikTok is for you. I'm from YouTube. I just know how to just point the screen and talk and edit high speed the whole time so I won't get canceled. So, but for the most part, things are coming up. Let me just give you like a full out week for the next month and a half. So basically I will be at Monster Cave Mondays. That is downtown Winston-Salem at Monster Cave on Mondays at open mic. If you want to come, it'll be at 8:30. And on Thursdays, I'm going to give those 2 days because those are my two permanent days that I'm always at these places. Thursdays, come to the Idiot Box. You have to buy your ticket prior. It's $5. But it's really a fun-ass time, so come on out. And then Tyron's kissing his co-host. Yes.
You don't have to address it.
Oh, no. It's something I've never seen before. I have to address it.
Anyway.
So, the Idiot Box in Greensboro, North Carolina. Please come out. And also, if you are free the September 3rd through the 12th, the NC Comedy Festival is hosted by the Idiot Box, and there's several dates. One of my dates is September 3rd with my improv troupe, The Everlasting Improvers, and then my other date will be September 7th, and that's me doing stand-up. So, that's what's kind of happening, but the transition here, how did you, like, sleep and everything like that?
Oh, it was fine. Like, see, what I wanted to do was, instead of, like, you know, most people play a moving day and move all their shit in that day and stuff, I didn't want to do that. I just slowly...
Why didn't you want to do that?
Because moving everything that day, including all your shit, no. That's too much.
Why is it too much?
Because, well, first of all, I wasn't in a hurry to move in here. So
that's true.
So it wasn't like I had to be at my last place at a certain date. Mm-hmm. But for me, like, just moving stuff in gradually, and then, because what I did, so when I first got the keys, I moved as much stuff as I could that first day. Then, next day, I had to work. And then I wasn't off again until that coming weekend. So what I did was, I just, like, moved as much stuff as I could. Then, the morning before, I had to work, move some more stuff in.
Okay.
Then, I got off work, went home, moved some stuff in, so forth and so on. Until the only thing I really had to move out my mom's house was, like, my bedroom furniture and my TV that was mounted on the wall.
Yeah.
So, all pretty much a smooth move. Now, unpacking everything, I mean, some stuff is still not unpacked. But,
why don't you unpack? It's been 2 weeks. What's good?
No. It's not like that. Especially when you... So, there's stuff I want to get, like, a... Well, I'm not explaining, but, there's certain stuff, like, I want to get, like dressers to put in my second bedroom. So, and right now, my second bedroom is not really a priority because the only people that's in there is, like, me and my dog. So, So, that stuff is still put away in boxes because it's not stuff I need right now. So, yeah, but everything else is pretty much unpacked in here, and yeah.
That's cool. You also celebrate a lot of birthdays in the beginning of the month.
Oh,
how did that go?
Oh, yeah.
How was the plot line?
Ew. That voice.
How was the plan?
The play, it was good. It's okay. But anyway, the planning, like, so my boyfriend came and stayed with me, even though everything wasn't. Let's just say everything didn't look the way it does now, okay? It was very much I still just moved in. So he came and we had a nice time, did like couple stuff and stuff like that. And, no, my mom and my cousin's birthday are back to back, like a day apart. So we had a party, all that good stuff. So now we're going to move on. Cause actually, so today's the 15th. The 16th would have been my uncle's 56th birthday.
Oh, sorry for that one.
So, yeah. But then we have our cousin's birthday, which is at the close of this month. So, yeah.
That's not bad. close it out. We're gonna break. What is your, since this goal has been accomplished, what's your next goal?
My next goal, well, first of all, I want to get, more stuff put up. Like, I have some stuff put up, but I want to get more pictures put up around the house, make it look more like a home.
This wasn't a goal for the home. This was the goal for life. Anyway, because this is a life achievement that you just made. But now, I have a rule about, like, every month making a goal. And then you assess yourself every time. So, like, what's the next goal for yourself for, like, say, this month, next month?
Well, honestly, just saving money and, like, trying to get what I've spent. Well, not back, but just... So, before I moved in, mm-hmm. I had a certain amount of money saved when I moved in.
Okay.
And I've spent some of it trying to get everything together. So my goal is to build back up.
So you gotta re-up.
Yeah.
Re-up is a very funny term, but if you may not know what this is, it's very hood. It comes from a Nicki Minaj life. But saving is a big goal for, especially around this time. A lot of people are going back to school. So if you listen to this, if you're just not going to college for the first time, yay you. If you're going back to school, wear a mask, yay you. We know the Delta variant is a big popular thing. We are in person, but we are very far distance and we're very cautious people. So that's
awesome. And we're both vaccinated, so.
Yeah, we're vaccinated, but, you know, as caution, we're not going to wear masks so y'all can hear our beautiful voices. Our voices are so beautiful, I promise. So, what kind of things that you want to do to unwind? What's your now black boy joy?
Well, I don't call it black boy joy. I just call it living life, like doing things that make me happy. So, like, for instance, like now, like I said, my house is pretty much set up, but like, just like, I want to get like, for instance, like more books to put on my bookshelf, like books that I enjoy from different artists and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I also just plan on reading those books, not just collecting them, sitting on the bookshelf. But,
same. That's the big deal.
So, yeah.
If not, just go to Dollar Tree. Everything's a dollar. That's Dollar Tree. Everything's
a dollar. Yeah. No, but I want to have books that I actually find interesting, and people I find interesting, and books that I actually would like to sit down and read.
Gotcha with the books. So, what are those stuff you find enjoy in? Because,
Just like, living life, like just getting.
When's the last time you did something fun? Like,
about a month ago. Like, I just went out to a club with my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. So, since you're now going to be working and saving, what do you, like, what's some of the stuff that you want to do? Like, fall is about to happen. Fall is about to happen. What is some of your, like,
stuff? Why would you say that to me? Why would you say that to me? You know, I hate cold weather. This is triggering. This is bullying. This is so bullying.
The wildest thing is that
This is so bullying.
I don't understand. Like, you just, I mean, it's very hateful. I don't understand.
This is hateful. Yeah. Hateful.
I'm ready for my outfit. Hateful. I'm lonely. I'm so cool. This is not an Indian. This is the truth. For joy, like, there are a lot of things that you just kind of dissuade as, like, you having your introvert cock out, and you displaying your a little bit of extrovert when you go into the club. What is your kind of stuff that you want to do for, like, say September, since that's when fall is back?
Well, as you know, as soon as it gets below 68 degrees, I will not be coming out the house. So, hey, you know that.
68 degrees.
This is
sounding very odd.
Yes.
So you don't want to come out the house for 68 degrees.
Okay, maybe 65.
This coldest. Still sounds very odd as a statement. So that's nice weather.
No,
you don't
not.
Want to go outside for nice weather.
No, it's 65.
You like coming outside when it's hot as hell.
It's getting cold.
When people are unbearable. So people being unbearable is just like, they don't understand this is my moment.
I like a nice 75 degrees.
That's too damn hot.
No, it's not. It's really not.
It's very hot. This house is probably to like 68 degrees.
Actually, I think temperature gauge is 74.
Also, we know that y'all hear sounds that we don't really get to specify. We are fat people. He's not going to turn the air off for sound effects. We'll listen back. We'll find out. We're going to have to figure out our sound just in case. There could be an echo. We don't know.
Let's get it. Well, this is a new setup, so we don't know.
It's not about the. Yeah. What I'm saying. So it's a setup, and then I keep hearing the rain. So maybe I'm just going insane. Who knows? But my
black fridge. That's a fridge. Maybe the fridge. But yeah.
So I'm saying. Yeah. my black boy joy. It's.
You said white boy joy.
Black boy joy.
I don't. It sounds like you said white.
Black with a Q. Yes, black with a Q. I'm fancy about my blackness. Black boy joy for me is mostly doing what I do now. Comedy, watching comedy, and supporting my friends is pretty much most of my goals for this month and next month. This weekend coming up, it's going to be very hard for me. Friday, there are three different sets of shows that I'm supposed to go see that one night, and I'm like, damn, all at the same time. So I had to figure that all out. And then it's a show Saturday at the Idiot Box. It's a show Sunday at the Idiot Box. You're hearing this. You should go to the shows actually tonight for Friday. I prefer you go to the Idiot Box. You know, it's a thing. And then Saturday and Sunday, if you can't, come out to the Idiot Box in Richmond, North Carolina. People tell me I plug it like a motherfucker, and I'm not going
to
lie.
Well, first of all, you have to. Second of all, because... if you don't promote yourself, people are not going to go out
me.
Their way.
This is the only thing I mean, this isn't so much about me. This is the place that I'm at. So people don't understand. Okay, so some people will talk about, like, their own sanctuaries. So, like, say for me and Tyron, if we met a cool LGBTI plus, like, center or a place where we felt very, like, at home in a safe space, the Idiot Box is like my safe space, and it's also a place where I get to see comedy and meet like minds and really get to laugh my little tuchus off. My enormous tuchus off. And so me doing that and me telling people about the Idiot Box, me talking about like places like Monster Gate, me telling you, you know, maybe if you can come out to like other places that I'm always frequenting, like the Bureau's Kettle. I met so many people at the Bureau's Kettle. The person I just met Saturday, one of the performers, she does burlesque and she goes by a certain name. So basically, I saw, like, she said, oh, man, I've seen you at the Bureau's Kettle. So I'm probably one of the people they always put in mind to do things because, I mean, I've been going all over the city in Kernersville and Greensboro, and soon to be probably I'll be in High Point one of these days. Now I was in Burlington, I was in, you know, Charlotte. There are other places I gotta do more open mics so I can, you know, be seen and be noticeable. Just so people understand my comedy. It's a thing there. So my black boy joy soon will be going to a concert. I get the, you know, get out of my stress and just let loose. I'll get to go see Gary Carr Jr. in October. We were supposed to be doing something soon, I think, in September, but that event got canceled.
Yeah. Well, now I think it's a good time for a break.
Yeah.
And we're back.
Yes. So, we're in here with Black Boy Joy. What's my Black Boy Joy? And I kind of explained it. Most of my new joy is kind of getting my career off the ground. I mainly watch a lot of YouTube videos, a lot of BL series. That's Boy Love. And, like, a lot of Asian countries, like Thailand shows and Taiwanese shows, basically. And Japanese shows, too. I love a lot of foreign things. It's really weird.
It's not weird.
It's not that it's weird. It's just... So, the thing about Boys Love is that it's an interesting topic, but it's also very easier. So, like, we love different here. And, what's the topic there? And I can dive into. So, most of their love language there is either fast or it's very simple. So, like, there's certain moments as, like, a teenager. You know, if you are LGBTI+, you do a lot of mixed signals that we don't know what is signals, what is not signals, because no one teaches you, like, when someone's interested in you, what is love, or how someone is showing their attraction to you. So, a lot of times in these series where it's slow motions of a hug, slow motions of a grab, slow motions of me looking at you with like a gaze. That's love. And that's how they kind of market it mostly. And it's really sweet. It's, I love anything gay. I love personally watching, I love watching stories that are about us, but they have a different, fresh lens on it. Some of it's sometimes basic, but I love it. I do notice one thing that happened with a series that's not BL, but it's just another show. So this one guy had a secret that he was revealing, and he was ready to tell people, and then three people perked their ears up so hard. It was the funniest thing that I've ever seen toddling and black people do at the same time. You'll be like, oh my God, he cheating on you? And you have three people that just turn and open their ears like, what? And that's what happened recently. No, he cheated on her with a man? That type of thing. Soon there will be one of my idols is Nicole Byer. Well, one of our idols is Nicole Byer, and she's releasing our goals for next month is different. So Nailed It's coming back. I get to watch the rest of this season of Nailed It. I'm very behind. I've been very busy.
I mean, listen, I'm technically still on season like 3. So hey.
I was on season 3. I got on season 4. I did some of the team episodes.
Well, yeah. See, for me, as someone who cooks,
it just frustrates you.
Yeah, because the things that they are expecting these people to make take more time than they're given.
Well,
no, they are. No.
So these are amateur bakers, and you have a degree, and truly, you're a proper professionalist. Perfect, like you're one of people that probably like wants things to be perfect on the plate. So, and they're not. These are people that know they fuck up.
Yeah, and like for instance, like I get the premise of the show, but my whole thing is if you're gonna hand make fondant people onto a cake, that takes more than just an hour and a half to do.
Well, yeah, I understand.
So,
but the goal sometimes is what you can do within this hour so you can better your skills. Sometimes baking at home will hurt people than help people.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have a time limit, it may construct you to do things faster and teach you the structure of what the recipe really does instruct you to do instead of you failing over 2 or 3 hours or you forgetting it and baking, you know, burning the food up and everything. Shit has happened last year. I know. I picked a lot.
Wait, you baked a lot last year?
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't bring none over to none of the recording sessions?
Well, that by that time,
I'm triggered. My baking, I'm triggered.
You can be triggered all you want. By that
I'm
time,
triggered.
By that time, nothing was going on. This was happening while quarantine first started.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Tasties, me and my sister, we made.
I don't like Tasties like that.
Oh, no. Tasties is good. I love Tasties because, YouTube videos.
No, because the thing with me about Tasties, they show you these little, maybe 5-minute videos. They barely show you directions.
So that's what happened with that.
So, yeah.
So, like, after that, we just learned to Google the recipe from Tasties, which is easier if you do Google that. If you go buy a recipe, it's actually simpler. Recipes are way easier than people make it seem. It's sad to tell people, like, going by recipes will help you extremely more than watching someone do their videos.
Well, first of all, baking. Sorry to cut you off, but baking itself, you have to go by the recipe.
But see, the point is like,
because otherwise you're gonna end up with a hot ass mess.
Also, the point is like, I want to make my own noodles. I want to ramen noodles. I got myself a noodle maker. Then that shit broke, and I was like, oh, this is why you pay more money. There's a whole thing there. I love Tasties. I do love Tasties. But for the baking, I did like watching the Preppy Cook. Even though he was in Canada, he was very gay and he has children. He's very adorable looking. He's really cute. But what I'm saying is, like, baking is also part of my goals. So, before I ask what's the goals for us this month, next month, for Tyron, I'm doing something this Thursday that we haven't done as comics is like go eat after our open mic. So Thursday open mic is legendary for the Idiot Box, and afterwards some of the comics are gonna be going to AHA, so we can eat and then just like chill and talk. So it's a vibe. I do realize that my friendships matter, and me doing everything for comedy has helped my comic bone and helped me like extremely better at like me with my stage time, me with my stage presence, me getting better and me learning like new concepts that I've been thinking about, and it's helped me create new material. But I haven't spent time with my friends that much this year. I kind of have, but not enough. Like, I'm used to spending at least 6 to 8 times, or almost a 20 time in a year, just to go out with my one friend. And basically this year, she just got to see me at the UCC competitions and saw my live recording, which happened actually last month. So, like, I've been around her, but at the same time, it's not like it used to be. You know what I mean? And it's not all about adulting. We don't work at the same job as much as we used to. That's a part of it. But also, life has been happening. My one friend I haven't seen since beforehand. And so part of my, like, goals for next month is, or next 3 months, is truly, like, you know, getting my friendship-ish. What about yourself? What's your goals for September?
So my goals for September, actually, well, there's no one in particular thing that I want to do.
All right, we'll start with what we can know.
So, for me, like, so my boyfriend's birthday is September 5th. September
5th. Ooh, after Beyonce.
And then I have another friend from college. His birthday is September 1st. So, yeah. Well, I guess another month of birthdays for me, but, yeah.
So, are you planning for him? So, you don't want to discuss it?
I mean, I can't discuss it, but, so, for my friend, because he's in Kentucky, so I'll probably just, like, send, like, a happy birthday and maybe a Cash App.
You Cash App people now? I didn't get a Cash App. What's good?
You're the I. What's good? Uh-huh.
I wasn't invited to the birthday event, so.
You were at work. So I knew you were
at work. I wasn't at work. I work at night. They forgot about me. We didn't talk about it, but I have Venmo. Cash App is for criminals. You know what? You go ahead and give your friend that money.
Mm-hmm. And let's not talk about the fact that I was trying to plan a whole birthday thing, but you decided, oh, I'm going to go out of town.
Yeah, but you knew about that prior.
Okay, but you didn't even give nobody else a chance to be like, do you want to go out for your birthday?
Yeah, that's kind of the goal. I was taken up by my friend when I got back. Like, you could have done the same thing. This sounds really delicious. Listen, this got a little fast, isn't it?
The thrill was gone.
How is the thrill going to be gone?
The thrill was gone.
We even recorded around after I got back. This is some sadness. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you lied or you were broke. It's okay to tell the truth. Tell the truth or shame the devil.
Neither one of those are true.
Actually. I mean, well, I guess the three coming up girl was gone, because that's not my problem. My birthday is April 10th. I went somewhere to see a particular person, and when I got back, technically, the funny thing about that whole statement is that I left, you left, so what's good?
When did I leave? When that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was...
Yeah.
Oh.
I won't be out of town. And the weirdest thing is that I'm like, okay, well, I'll be out of town too, so that's not a big deal.
So, I was at Virginia Beach, so.
Now there's excuses, Your Honor.
You know what? Anyway.
Back to your friend and your boyfriend's birthday.
But anyway.
I will go back to that now. Go ahead.
You know what? We'll discuss this off camera. But anyway. You know what I mean. But anyway, so yeah, my boyfriend, his birthday is September 5th, and I'm unfortunately working that day because schedule. And so what we're gonna do, like probably the week before I'm gonna come up there, we're gonna celebrate his birthday because I like to celebrate birthdays. And
some people's birthdays.
Anyway. I just want to make his birthday feel special because
I just wanna hold you close. And be staying here forever. No. No.
You interrupted me again, Your Honor. What? Your Honor, I'm being interrupted again.
You
but anyway, I just want to make you feel special because my boyfriend, okay, so he unfortunately a lot of his family members have passed on.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a very good friend that he keeps in touch with. He has a lot of friends, but like when it comes to like
mm-hmm.
family, like let's say a lot of his family members have passed on, so he's pretty much by himself because of the family. So I just want to make him feel special.
Okay, that's what's up. Make him feel very special and shit.
So
around that time, now he's doing that. I hope he has a festival. That's the NC Comedy Festival. I'm sorry. It's really funny. So September 3rd through the 12th. That's when it's gonna happen. You can look online. Well, I'll try my best to leave a link with this since this is a whole month prior, so you can get links to the show. There'll be so many different events happening around that time, and it's gonna be kind of fun. If he's that Tyron's free the 3rd, he can come watch me be funny. And the other day I'll be is the 7th. It's my other day. That's my 2 days at the festival. And other than that, I'll be volunteering the whole time. So if you want to stop by and say hi and watch the money.
Where's this at?
DD Box.
In Greensboro.
Mm-hmm.
What time?
We'll do that off air.
Okay.
But both times. So what's happening for my goals for mostly after the 3rd through the 12th, I will be pretty much open. So basically what that happens for me means I'll do mostly open mics unless I'm booked. So my next few months is now getting a calendar together to where I'm like being showcased for comedy. And that's like a goal for myself. But other than that, like friendship matters a lot to me. So part of my goal for September is to like create moments like we're trying to do this week for IHOP. But for next month, we're going to try our best. I'm going to try my best to spend time with most of my friends. I want to try my best to do that at least every month to, like, hang out with friends. Because COVID happened, and now, like, the very thing is still about to occur. My goal right now, mostly, is that we just figure out, like, you know, things to do for fun. Like, me and Tyron, we still have not gone to hang out outside recording. And that's why our beat sometimes is off. You know, our drum doesn't just drum like it used to.
Okay. But I just would like to point out
mm-hmm.
that time I took that sabbatical, we could have hanged out.
But the point is, most of that. I'm glad you know the word. He's using my word sabbatical.
I'm just saying that's how we put it.
So personally speaking, we did hung out around the sabbatical. It was probably the second time I did Monstercade. So he.
Well, technically you were working, but yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, but that was working, but it still was a vibe, and also that was my first time doing what is it? The Laugh Lounge as well. So, technically, we did hang out, and then he got busy with his person. I don't think he always... I think some people forget that, you know, their lives sometimes happens around a person. And that's okay. That's life.
My life does not happen around a person.
No, but it does. So...
No, it does not. Trust me.
Okay, the whole point is, people don't understand this statement I'm about to make. when you have your own life, and you have a life that you live, so when you wake up, I do first and last. You are first and last. Tyron is a pet dad. So he is Jiggly. So it's Tyron, Jiggly. Who's asleep
in the corner?
Yeah, she's not asleep. She's just bored. yes. Right. So basically, Tyron's as a dad. Basically, also, he was looking for a home. So around that time, he had a sabbatical. He didn't really wasn't free. So around that time, he also entered a new, like, budding relationship, which is something that you take time with. Mm-hmm. And also, Tyron also had people, and he didn't have his home. He didn't have his home now. So he also had his mom, and he had also his mom's person. So being a part of that list is very different than you think. So now Tyron has more time. Main reason why, because now it's Tyron's fur animal, fur baby, and Tyron's mom, and then friends like me. But guess where I land? Four. No, actually fifth. So Tyron has to put himself first, then he has to put his dog, then he has to put his mom, then he has to put his person, and then he puts his friends. Ding! And then, last is Tyron. First and last.
Yeah. So, since we've had that whole breakdown,
what's mine?
Huh?
What's mine? Okay.
What?
What's mine?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I put Jermaine first. I love Jermaine. Then I actually put my career, but technically I put my family second. So, my family comes second, and I put family first, but so it's always me as the first person, and then you put your family. So, that's my mom, my dad, my brothers, and my sister, and that's my priority. Then it's my comedy. My comedy has taken place of my job. So, it goes, for people-wise, though, it's me, my family, and then friends, comedy, work, where I work at, and then, you know, anybody else miscellaneous. My particular person does come actually before everyone else. So it's me, my particular person, then family, then my friends. And then it goes back to me, because when I wake up, it's me first, and when I go to sleep, it's me last. Anyone that's part of the HBCI Plus, you don't understand what I'm saying to you, sis, do not put your person first. You put yourself first, and you learn to love your person. You have to sacrifice so much in your damn day. This is to all the single moms and single dads out there, too. You are first. Your wellness and your being comes first.
Well, I think for them, their children come first.
No. You yourself come first, and your child comes second. Never forget, you, then your child, because the other way around is not going to be healthy. It's wild to say this to everyone out there. You have to come first for your child to live, for your child to survive. Because guess what? If you keep having malnourishment, you will also make your child suffer. If you keep yourself happy, your child will be happy. Your child will look at you and see the happiness that you have. You putting yourself first will help your child understand that they have to put themselves first as well. Your child has to have confidence. Your child has to have nourishment. Your child has to have school supplies. Everything like that. And to every person that has their person to multiple partners, because, you know, part of LGBTQ+ is also us allowing having pansexuals and having multiple partners as in a relationship. You are still first. Your person that you consider prior is second to you. If you are married, this is how it goes. It goes you, your person, and then your family. If you are single, it's you, your family, your particular partner. That's just how it works. I don't know. But if you're in a relationship and you feel like that person's serious, you, then them. And then anyone else. Friendship matters, but at the same time, you have to put yourself first for everything. I have fun every single day of my life. Main reason why, because I allow myself to put myself first. I allow myself to find joy. I allow myself to find happiness in every single thing I do. I watch old shows. because I like comfort. I like watching, hearing something new. I listen to podcasts now. I listen to music. I dance on the low all the time. I twerk on the low too. It's a thing. So, how do you feel about putting yourself, do you feel as though you would always put yourself first compared to a child?
Huh?
Would you put yourself first before your child?
No.
Why is that?
Because, first of all, I was raised by a single mother, so I was always, like, told, you put your child before anything else.
I'm not saying, like, so what I'm saying to you back is, your child comes first with everything in life. So I would never put a child before my man. But your well-being matters just as much for your child. So if you are going through what you're going through, and your person is there, and so is your child, you're going to put, you have to put yourself first. So whatever battle or whatever issue you have to figure that out so your well-being for your child will stay stable. Sometimes kids see things and they have to grow up fast because they're like, mom is working 4 or 5 jobs. I don't know how they do that now.
What?
But mom is working 3 jobs, working 2 to 3 jobs just to put me in school. I'm a latchy kid, but I really want my mom's comfort. I wish my mom had time for herself to allow herself to love herself instead of having to be in this broken relationship to support me. That's the scenario. There are a lot of things like that. So,
yeah, well, that was never the case for me.
Wasn't the case for me either, but I'm saying, yeah, like, this is, that's a truth for somebody.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is to everyone out there, like, to break the cycle sometimes is to allow yourself to be first. And to allow, like, I feel like your mom loves herself first. And then she also does, you know, love you, her mom, her siblings, her person. And there's no particular order there because now you live here, but she's still going to call you. Time I got to call while we're on a break. And they probably call, your mom, but 2 or 3 times a day. And it may be like once a day. The connection that we have as people won't go because you move. It's just, it's going to be different because you have to have your own space. You'll get your person, you'll get your husband, you'll have children. You know, if you choose to have children still. No pressure. 16 kids. Towers don't have 16 kids.
Absolutely not. So, on that note, thank you for listening to this episode of The Art of Sexuality.
Yes.
You can find us on Instagram at The Art of Sexuality Pod.
Yes.
You can find us individually at Jermaine Glanda, at Mr. Chef Ty. I'm still private, and I vet those requests because some of y'all be fake. But anyway, we have a Patreon.
Yes.
You can follow us on Patreon. Ooh. You can support the show.
Oh, hold on. Yeah, so how they gonna find us on Patreon?
At The Art of Sexuality.
You gotta say yeah.
So, anyway, you can find us on Spotify, Anchor, Pocket Cast,
yes.
Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts.
Oh, I like that.
And I think, I'm not sure if we're on Stitcher.
No. But on Stitcher. Yeah. Stitcher's very premium. So we get on there. Woo! We made it.
So, but anyway, you can find us wherever you can find.
Oh, also, don't forget, I'll be at Monstercade every Monday, except for the festival. So it's every Monday, Monstercade at 8 o'clock. If you're in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, come on out. And every Thursday, the Idiot Box. I'll be there. Unless something comes up, and I'll let you know on Facebook or something like that. So that's the Idiot Box at Facebook.com. You should come on out and come and watch. It's just $5.
And that's all for this episode. See you guys next time.